Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, June 12, 2023. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump defiant. A section of I-95 collapses. The White House violates the U.S. flag code. And a Christian preacher is arrested for quoting the Bible. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump holding campaign stops in North Carolina and Georgia over the weekend. The former president, of course, indicted last Thursday on 37 federal charges for allegedly mishandling government documents. Trump said, quote, "This is the final battle. Either the communists win and destroy America, or we destroy the communists." Trump will be formally arraigned tomorrow in Miami. Drivers in Philadelphia bracing for a traffic nightmare after a major section of the I-95 collapsed. The collapse happened after a tanker truck caught fire underneath an overpass and spread to the above lanes. What a mess. Streets around the highway are going to be closed for months. What in the world? How is that going to work at all? Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, for now, please avoid the area and follow the direction of the first responders on the scene. Yeah, avoid I-95. What? The Biden administration facing a backlash over its Pride Month display at the White House. The president celebrated the event on the South Lawn with a rainbow flag. This is the transgender rainbow flag, flanked by two American flags. At the very least, this violates a section of the U.S. flag code that mandates the American flag be in the center of any display featuring multiple national flags or pennants. But the trans gay pride flag was in the middle, flanked by the American flags. But I'm sure they'll rewrite the flag code to celebrate our nation's newest and most popular religion. Did you see the video of those, I think, 13-year-old kids who were singing, and they were part of a chorus, and they were singing inside the Capitol building, and the Capitol Hill police made them stop, said the song could be offensive to people. How do you, in all of history, how do you know someone lost a war? Well, their flag was replaced by the victor, and the national anthem is offensive. A Christian street preacher was arrested for protesting a gay pride event in Pennsylvania. Damon Atkins, 41, seen on camera holding a sign at the event. This was June 3rd at the city of Reading, and the sign said, quote, "Jesus said, go and sin no more." The charges were thrown out by the local DA because the arrest was a clear and obvious violation of the preacher's First Amendment rights. It won't be long before a majority of people say that the Bible's a hate book, Christians are hateful bigots, and preachers spew hate speech. Bill, with your message of the day, next.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I am in Ireland, in County Donegal, way up north. They call it the Wild Coast. This is the last county in Ireland for me to visit. I've seen all the rest of the island nation. And the reason that I love Ireland is that it's beautiful. My ancestors come from there. In fact, the PBS show Finding Your Roots did a takeout on me, and I am 92% Irish and 8% Viking. The Vikings misbehaved in Ireland way back when. But 92% Irish and American, the melting pot that we have here, is incredible. So my people on my mother's side, third ship after the Mayflower, and on my father's side, they came over in the late 1860s after the Civil War when the British Crown literally stole my family's farm in County Cavan, leaving the O'Reilly clan destitute. So the two twin 16-year-old boys were put on a death ship in Galway and sailed to Brooklyn. Now, I know all this because I've taken the time to research my legacy and pass it along to my children, because that is vitally important for every American to know where you came from. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Janet, Mike Pence hasn't got a chance in hell. No Trump supporter would support Pence. That might be a mistake. Pence did the right thing under the Constitution in the January 6th situation. And he could run the country, in my opinion. Mary Jane, concierge member. I've seen people texting in cars while the wheels are rolling. Bad enough when you're texting while stopped at a light. Can't tell you how many times I had to toot my horn because the person in front of me did not see the light change. Yeah, we all know. Very dangerous, no doubt about it. Glenda, I wish you had asked Stephen A. Smith where he draws the line with regard to live and let live. I feel the same way. I'm a Christian, and I hate all the woke transgender stuff, but I do not hate transgender people. I do hate what they are trying to indoctrinate children. Not all of them, but the children thing is worrying. You got to protect the kids. They should not be indoctrinated. Jim Yasko, Samantha Ponder needs to tell ESPN to pound sand and walk away on her own. Why would you give up a very well-paying job? Yeah, it's ESPN, but ESPN hasn't really come down on Ms. Ponder. I don't think that would be a good move. I think she continues to do her job as a host of an NFL show and speak her mind. That's what I would do. Kathy, another concierge member. It's amazing. Just finished Killing the Legends. Wow, I'm an amateur musician, so I was fascinated by Elvis's life. And even though the story of John Lennon was interesting, I did not know everything you said about Lennon. I was expecting to struggle through Muhammad Ali because, well, I'm a girl. All right. I never understood the fascination with Ali until I read Killing the Legends. To my amazement, that portion of the book was my favorite part. Killing the Legends, it got the best reviews of any of the Killing books. It's amazing. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Hey, Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. California just closed all their youth prisons. So we've all seen the videos of people stealing stuff from stores, but shamelessly stealing just as much as they can carry, sometimes coming back for more and not even in a rush. It's just all as casual as can be. Well, in San Francisco, a security guard at a Walgreens got in a bit of a tussle with a shoplifter, and it ended up with the security guard shooting and killing the shoplifter. So California, in response, passed a bunch of laws that made it less likely for people to ever steal anything. So we can avoid situations like this from ever happening again. Just joking. They're passing a law that says it's now illegal to stop a shoplifter in any way, in any circumstance, which of course will lead to more shoplifting, which will lead to fewer stores and higher prices and just general chaos and lawlessness everywhere. This is on top of California a couple years ago passing the law to make any shoplifting under $950 merely a misdemeanor, which no police officers enforce. By the way, the people of California voted for that. It was a bit of a trick, right? There was a California ballot initiative called Prop 47, but it was called the, this is a good one. What do you think it was called? So this is the bill, this is the law that made it anything you stole under $950 was a felony. Now it's a misdemeanor. What do you think they called that ballot initiative? They call it the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. So people voted, yes, for the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, and it made shoplifting legal. And the newest law says that no one can even stop you if you try to steal more than $950. But let me give you the thing you may not know. California also passed a law closing all youth prisons. So juvenile detention still exists. That's lower level. Above that, more serious crimes were the youth prisons. This is like kids who murder people. And then above that are all the adult prisons. Well, the youth prisons are closed now. There used to be 10,000 kids in them. And now they're all in alternatives like camps or minimally restrictive centers, or just like go on the streets. The gangs love it. They'll just be sent out to commit more crimes, knowing that if they get caught, they won't be sent to prison because they're just kids and there's nowhere to send them. And then we're going to wonder how crime got worse. How could this be? We keep hearing that we incarcerate too many people. I think we don't incarcerate enough. Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.